Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Cosmo Canella is the owner of Canella Construction out in Schaumburg, and they do the power washing of grocery store carts in all the stores. Good morning, Cosmo. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Bob. How are you, sir?
Good. Does your company do this all the time, or is this something you're just doing now because of the pandemic?
No, we're trying to offset employees being laid off and then at the same time try to help. So I just try to figure out what was the best way to do both of those things instead of approaching grocery stores.
Well, you know, we need you now. And what have we learned about grocery store shopping carts?
Do you really want to know?
yeah, please.
Well, after my research, I found that 73% of grocery carts have fecal matter on them.
Oh, no.
There's 138,000 parts per inch of bacteria, and most of that dies off within 2 to 8 hours. But the coronavirus seems to stick on plastic a lot longer.
Now, are we talking about the handles on the grocery store carts?
The whole cart. The entire cart. The sides, the where the kids sit, or used to sit, where you put your groceries, everything.
And what do you do to clean all that? How do you do it?
So we use a disinfecting foaming soap, which is basically what the CDC has been telling everybody. Wash your hands with soap and hot water. And then after we let it sit for a minute or so, we high-pressure wash it off with hot water, 180 degrees minimum.
So what have you learned about how grocery stores clean these shopping carts normally during the year when we're not facing the pandemic we are now?
Shockingly, they do not clean them at all.
They don't clean them at all?
They don't clean them at all.
Now, you're talking generally here that most grocery stores?
All my research and everybody I've spoken to, local companies, I have literally hit 35 grocery stores and continue to on a daily basis just trying to get the wheels moving. And there's only a handful that really want it done. From everything I've read, managers I've spoken to, there is no protocol other than if they have the cart replaced or the wheels fixed.
So you've actually contacted some grocery stores, and some have said, no thanks, we do it ourselves. What do they say?
They just said no thanks. I've reached to every grocery store that you can think of in the Chicagoland area. I've spent 2 weeks pounding the pavement.
And you say about 35% of those stores say, yes, please clean our carts?
No, less than 10%.
Less than 10%.
Yes, I have two grocery stores, believe it or not, within a 30-mile radius of Schaumburg.
What are you saying about those two?
Those are the only two that have actually taken the initiative. Frank's Fresh Market out in Wooddale has taken it very serious, and he has contracted us to do his carts twice a week. We did them last night at 8 o'clock at night.
Good for the stores that are doing that. They deserve an extra plug. Go ahead and say the name of that store and location again, Cosmo.
It's Frank's Fresh Market in Wooddale on Irving Park Road. Dominic Thorson is the owner.
Okay.
He has gone out of his way to make sure that this is done.
And you said there's another one?
There's a small one out in St. Charles. It's Goose Grocery Store. It's a small mom. These are mom-pas that are spending the money. Small ones.
And you'd think just the opposite, that it would be the big guys that would be spending the money.
You would think, considering how busy they are, and I'm sure their profits are through the roof, and on a daily basis, as we all drive by, you see the grocery store parking lots are full, and I don't understand. I personally will never shop without gloves again. That's a fact.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, you think during normal times, you know, you're always concerned about cold or flu, and yeah, we'll be thinking about this. If any stores are interested in hiring you or your company, Cosmo, how do they get in touch?
Through our website, CanellaConstruction.com, or on Facebook, Canella Construction, and our office is 888-CEMENT2.
888
We're primary cement contractor.
Oh, I see. 888 cement to CanellaConstruction.com, and that's Canella, CANNELLA. So when this when this is not going on, what keeps you busy, Cosmo?
Commercial concrete, management company concrete, some residential.
Mm-hmm. And how has this pandemic affected your regular business?
It's hard to say right now. March is always a slower month for us. We do a lot of bidding, but we are seeing, on a personal level, we are seeing a lot more factory blueprints coming to our desk for us to bid out for build-outs, which is the complete opposite of what you would think would be happening. But we are bidding a lot of big factory build-outs, which is owners are leasing them and companies are coming in to build them out.
And back to your cleaning of grocery carts again, is the magic percentage 70% for alcohol necessary to wipe out the virus?
Right. So if you're in a grocery store and they're wiping them down, unless it's 70% alcohol on that wipe, it's not killing anything.
And what are
the next best thing is gloves.
What are the chances that over the next few weeks, many, many, many grocery stores will be hiring people like you to give their carts a thorough wash?
I'd say slim to none.
That's disturbing. That's
disturbing. It is.
Well,
it's one of those things that it's common sense, and we don't charge a lot at all. If I could keep a couple guys busy that have families at night, that would be great. You know, and these are just little mom and pops that are actually spending the money where they probably can't afford it.
Hmm. Well, I hope that more grocery stores do what you're doing. CanellaConstruction.com. It's Cosmo Canella, and I will never go shopping again without thinking of you, Cosmo. And I don't know whether I like that or not. Yeah,
I'm not sure I like it either, but in these days, it's a necessary evil.
Yeah, it is. And I guess it's no surprise that those carts would be dirty because you see a lot of little kids riding in them and a lot of hands touch those carts. And, you know, they need to be thoroughly cleaned. I've been using like a disinfectant wipe. Touching the handle. And actually, I said the other day here, the thing to do would be to turn the cart around and, push it from the other side or pull it from that end that people usually don't handle. But you're telling me that it's not just the handle that's dirty, right?
Correct. They found that on grocery carts you have blood from animals and chickens, meat packages sitting in the cart. Then you understand people are maybe going to grab the cart by the side, and some experts are saying you're supposed to wash your food before you get it in the house. I'm not an expert on that. I just know we put up some pictures on Facebook and some video. We literally foam these things where the soap it covers the cart completely. A black cart turns white. And then we let it sit in 180 degrees of hot water where it will burn your skin, burns off everything. And that's what the CDC says to get rid of the coronavirus, soap and hot water.
Okay, number of people have checked in here on our text line asking if that's the Blue Goose in St. Charles you were talking about.
It is the Blue Goose in St. Charles. Thank you for reminding me.
All right. Well, thanks to them and thanks to Cosmo Canella for the information. Thanks, I think, Cosmo. Good talking to you.
Well, Bob, I appreciate it. Hopefully in a few months we won't have to do it as often.
Let's hope. All right. And good luck to you, my friend.
Thank you, sir.